Donald Trump took to the stage in a CNN town hall in New Hampshire for more than an hour last night in front of a largely sympathetic Republican audience. The former president repeated his claims about a rigged election in 2020 and said he was inclined to pardon many January the 6th rioters.
Will you pardon the January 6th rioters who were convicted of federal offenses?
I am inclined to pardon many of them. I can't say for every single one, because a couple of them, probably they got out of control. But, you know, when you look at Antifa, what they've done to Portland, and if you look at Antifa, look at what they've done to Minneapolis and so many other places. Look at what they did to Seattle and BLM. Many people were killed. These people, I'm not trying to justify anything.
BLM being Black Lives Matter. Mr. Trump said, as president, he would end the war in Ukraine in one day.
If I'm president, I will have that war settled in one day, 24 hours.
How would you settle that war in one day?
Because I'll meet with Putin, I'll meet with Zelensky. They both have weaknesses and they both have strengths. And within 24 hours, that war will be settled. It'll be over. It'll be absolutely over.
Do you want
over.
Ukraine to win this war?
I don't think in terms of winning and losing. I think in terms of getting it settled so we stop killing all these people and breaking down this country. Now,
Caitlin Collins, the CNN moderator there, and Mr. Trump went on to describe E. Jean Carroll, who won her case of sexual assault against him this week. He described her as a whack job.
I have no idea who this woman. This is a fake story. Made up story. We had a horrible Clinton appointed judge. He was horrible. He allowed her to put everything in. He allowed us to put nothing in.
Mr. President, this is a you're recounting your version story. Of events here right now to the audience. You referenced the trial. You did not go to the trial and actually
right.
testify. Do you wish that you had testified?
No, it wouldn't have made a difference. This was a rigged deal. My lawyer said, sir, you don't have to do it. I actually said, I think I should. It would be respectful. They said, sir, don't do it. This is a fake story and you don't want to give it credibility.
One
That's why
you-
I didn't go.
Donald Trump with Caitlin Collins on that CNN town hall in New Hampshire, which was broadcast overnight. Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway and US political analyst, is on the line. And I mean, it was very much as if nothing has changed since 2016, Larry, really, wasn't it?
No, it was very much the same old Donald Trump. I mean, repeating the same lines, the same stories. And again, as you say, to an audience that was largely sympathetic and was cheering at many of the things he said. The one thing that's interesting is where he does seem to lose a little bit of traction is when he continues to go back to the 2020 election. It was interesting to watch a focus group of attendees afterwards. And the one sour note they might have had was they didn't like to continually hear him say that ballots were being stuffed, et cetera, in 2020. They wanted to hear more about 2024. And in the context of trying to win the Republican primary, that is one thing that could work against him if he continues to relitigate the 2020 election, which obviously an awful lot of voters are sick and tired of hearing about.
But he clearly isn't sick and tired of it, and he wants to go on talking about it. He's the front runner at the moment for the Republican nomination, 30 points ahead of Ron DeSantis. I mean, can anyone else take it from him at this stage, realistically?
It's going to take something very significant. If you look even historically, the size of Donald Trump's lead is extraordinary. And what's truly extraordinary is that that lead has only increased since the clouds of legal trouble swirling over his head. Since those have gotten worse, his support levels have only gone up. At the beginning of the year, Ron DeSantis was actually ahead of Donald Trump in New Hampshire, which obviously is a key primary state for Republicans. Donald Trump now holds a commanding lead. And what's happened since in that time, only that Donald Trump has gotten more legal trouble. So perhaps, at least in the short term, what's happened with E. Jean Carroll and the jury verdict against him, perhaps that could actually even help Donald Trump in the short term, which presents just an actually unbelievable political reality in the United States, in the sense that the Republican Party seems happy to go ahead with Donald Trump when it comes to the broader electorate, these things are turning them off Donald Trump. It's a very strange reality we live in.
So many Democrats, indeed, they were looking at Mr. Trump's town hall last night, the Biden campaign, and Democrats will be mining it for clips that will get their base stoked up and presume that they can get more swing voters next year in the 2024 election. Of course, if there's a third candidate in the field splitting the votes, who would that favour?
Well, if there were to be a third candidate, you know, it's hard to know. It would depend on who that third candidate is. I can't imagine that scenario. I mean, it's very hard for a third party candidate to emerge in the United States. Look, in a one-on-one matchup between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, despite some figures this week which have shown Donald Trump leading Joe Biden, the reality is that the core group, the key people in the United States who decide presidential elections, those voters in the middle, they've moved pretty decisively away from Donald Trump. Indeed, an Associated Press poll reveals that 65% of Americans either probably or definitely will not vote for Donald Trump. And if the E. Jean Carroll, verdict has anything or any consequence, my suspicion is that it will be with affluent white suburban women, a constituency who Donald Trump will desperately need to have on his side if he's going to win in places like Ohio, Pennsylvania, et cetera, all the traditional battleground states and some of the newer battleground states. I can't imagine any of those people seeing what's happened, seeing that verdict and saying, okay, I'm going to go with Donald Trump this time. It just doesn't add up.
Thank you for talking to us this morning. Larry Donnelly there, law lecturer from the University of Galway and US political analyst.